please, that you take your Bibles and open this morning to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. We're just going to read the first 12 verses of this book and chapter this morning. Luke chapter 24, beginning to read with verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how I spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other woman that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was to come to pass. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for the family that is gathered together today. I praise you for your word. I praise you for the hymns that we have, that we can sing, and we rejoice, and we love praising you and giving you honor. And please, today, that today be as each day should be, a day to do just that, to honor you, to praise you. Father, it's so easy for us to get ourselves set up upon what's going on in our life in this day. And we need to recognize the great power and the great strength and the great wisdom that you have given to us, and especially your gift of salvation, that death, the burial, and resurrection. Oh, dear Father, thank you for giving your Son for us that we can live, and that this life is just the beginning. It's a short, just as a vapor. And Father, we're going to spend eternity with you. And we just thank you that there'll be no more pain, no more suffering. And so please, let our eyes be turned to you, and let us hear today. The word remember is spoken many times through this text that we've just read, and we need to remember. We need to remember what he has done for us, and let it be glad in our heart and lift up our lives in our heart. Please, dear Lord, today, folks here that don't know you as their Savior, oh, dear Lord, please don't let them leave. Do not let them leave today without coming by faith to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Mike Shea, for several years, has had a wonderful special. He has many specials that he has throughout the year. But the one that he has for Resurrection Sunday is always my favorite, and he played it on Friday and on Saturday. And it's several hours long and goes through many beautiful hymns and through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And he shared, and always does, he shares through that the time when he was saved. And he was saved Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday afternoon. And so if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, he wasn't saved in the service, but after the service, he had come back to the church and he trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. And so, please today, please listen so carefully and prayerfully to the words that you've heard many times, but there is never too often that we can hear these wonderful words of how they had come to the grave and the grave was empty. And so please, I hope that excites you, and it needs to get your heart stirred up. Matthew chapter 28 gives us a wonderful look at what took place that Sunday morning. So does Mark chapter 16. We're here in Luke chapter 24 and then John chapter 20. And so if you would like this afternoon to spend some time and look at those each one as they looked at it, why, please do. Again, Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John chapter 20. And each one of them puts just a little something in there for us to see and to hear in the way and the things that they were seeing. And so please, please do that. We find now in this first verse of chapter 24, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre bringing spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. Mark 16:3. They said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And we find when they arrived in verse 2 of Luke 24, they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Matthew 28, verses 2 through 4, tells us that as if a great earthquake had occurred, and for the angel of the Lord had rolled the stone away. And so we see that, and we look at that wonderful time, and then again, you're going to find that I go back and forth quite often here as we try to see this this beautiful picture. We know that the keepers, those that were put as guard, we find that they were found to be as dead men. And we're going to go back very quickly here to Matthew chapter 27. And I would like for you to turn back there with me, if you would, please. Matthew chapter 27. And we're going to look at verses 62 through 66 of that chapter, to kind of see what took place between, after the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ and before the resurrection. And there's a purpose in why I would like for you to take a look at this, because we find that that they remembered some things that the disciples didn't. They remembered some things that those that were so close to him didn't hear. Matthew chapter 27, verse 62. Now the first day, now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' so that the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Now, when we look at this, we find that as they arrived and the stone was rolled away, that the keepers, those that were the watchmen, we find that they were at what they had witnessed with this stone rolling away. They just fell as dead men, and that was these that were watching there. But isn't it something how the Pharisees and the scribes missed the most important part? They remembered that it was stated that in 3 days he will rise again, and yet they did not believe that. They did not trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the risen Savior. They weren't looking for that. They wanted to secure the tomb. And let's take a quick look. We're not going to go back there, but Luke chapter 23, from verses 23 through verse 55. Wednesday night, we went through these verses of Scripture, read many of those, and we find that Pilate was involved in the sentencing. We find that they had arrested the Lord Jesus, brought him to Pilate. Pilate sentenced him. He was taken out to Golgotha, taken out to the cross, to the place called the skull. He was nailed to that cross. He was placed upon that cross. And then he hung upon that cross until he gave up the ghost. The cross didn't kill our Lord Jesus Christ. It was time for him to die. It was appointed for him to die, and he came to do just that for you and for me. And so he gave up the ghost, he gave up the spirit, and then his body was laid in the grave, and he was buried, put in the tomb, and all that you can find in Luke 23 through verse 55. And this took place from the time we looked at on last Sunday when they had the upper room. We looked at the Lord's Supper, and then they were off to the garden. And when they left for the garden, we started there Wednesday evening. We covered those areas of Scripture. Now, we find many things here because in this, as we look at these verses of Scripture now, it continues, they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereby, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. They remembered his words. The last days, the days of the crucifixion, all the days, the 3 years that they spent with the Lord Jesus, learning and listening. It's important that we listen. It's important that we hear what the Lord has to say. We have his precious word before us. We find that we listen to many people through the world and through our day, and we listen to them as people of authority. Well, the only true authority of anything is God's precious word. And so for us to go to his word and to study his word and to remember his word, what a sad time for them to go to the grave and find it empty and wonder what had happened. Why did they have to wonder what had happened? Back in Luke 9:44, Jesus said, Let these sayings sink down into your ears. Listen, remember. Back in Hosea 13:14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. They have scripture after scripture, Old and New Testament, to hear, to know, and to realize. We need to know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why do we know that? Because the Word of God tells us. And I hope that you've learned that and you know that. Now, remember that these sayings may sink down into your ears. Remember. Matthew 16:21. From this time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Remember, Matthew 17:22-23, while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. They shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. It just keeps coming. Why didn't they remember these words? Why don't we hear and remember the words? Matthew 20:18-19, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. It just keeps coming. Rise again. What wonderful promises that these disciples and these close followers had. Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 41. The Pharisees answered, saying, "Master, we would see a sign from thee." And Jesus answered, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall a son of man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here." What a promise. Did these disciples and these women, did they remember? It says, "Behold, we go to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished." You know, that includes the arrest and the suffering and the death and the burial and the resurrection. Did they remember these things? And that fifth verse that we look at here in Luke chapter 24, "And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Why do you seek the living among the dead? You know, it was not only as Peter and John, and not only as these women would come to the sepulcher and look in and see what was there. It's not only what wasn't there, which was the body of the Lord Jesus, but it's what was there. The napkin and the grave cloths was just laying right there, just as if the body had slipped out of them. If the body would have been stolen away, they surely wouldn't have taken time after 3 days to unwrap that body and leave that there. So you see, it's not only what they didn't see, which was the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's what they did see. It's what was left. He had risen from the dead. He's alive. We need to know He is not here. He has risen. You need to know that. I need to know that. The women that came to the tomb to finish the preparation of the burial, why didn't they remember that? Why didn't they remember? My friend, it never happened before. Yes, Jesus had spoken and Lazarus had come up from the grave. He had watched the Lord raise people from the grave. But could He raise Himself? He is dead. We watched Him be crucified. You see, Jesus has broken every barrier. Death had held a close, tight rein upon mankind, upon each one of us. There was no escape. But Jesus, that Sunday morning, when they arrived and found that tomb to be empty, all bars were gone. They had been broken. Victory had been won. Our salvation had been made complete. A promise that had come from the very beginning of time with Adam and Eve when they put the clothes, the skins upon them. That was the first picture of the cross of Calvary and the sacrifice that was going to have to be made. That was the first picture. And then picture after picture after picture, beautiful pictures we have of what Jesus was to do upon the cross. And Jesus finished that work right here and right now. And He did that for you and for me and for all the world 2,000 years ago. You remember when the words of God's precious word says, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. You remember the Ethiopian eunuch when he heard the wonderful words about the Lord Jesus, and they were traveling on, and he said, what hindereth me to be baptized? If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Has God convicted your heart? You can come every Sunday, and you can be the many people that come Easter and Christmas, the CE Christians. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you do about Jesus Christ. Do you believe that he died upon that cross? Do you believe that he was buried? And do you believe that he rose again? Do you believe that? If you do, you'll have life. If you don't, you'll have eternal death, eternal damnation. Acts chapter 13, verse 26, whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of salvation sent. It's where it begins. Please, that you listen carefully and prayerfully. Remember the word of God. We have in verse 6, verse 5, the end of it says, why seek ye the living among the dead? Verse 6, he is not here, he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. We read that verse of Scripture. These angels reported here, do you remember those words? And then the 8th verse and then 7 gives this beautiful saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Now, who is it here that remembered at this time? Who was here? Who was at the tomb? Who was listening to these men? It was the women. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were there. That's who heard it. That's who believed. That's who heard. That's who believed. Many times, it is the women that hear. They have the heart. They listen. Men, many times, whether it's pride or what it is that keeps them from the cross of Calvary, but they're kept from it because they do not want to accept the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And we find the words as this message continues here. We find in verse 9, the women, verse 8, remembered the words. And then verse 9, they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them. They told these things unto the apostles. They come and they told these wonderful words. It wasn't just one that witnessed it. All these had witnessed this. What a testimony to come. And to come back and tell the apostles. And what do we find that they heard? It's so sad. Their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. You ever talk to somebody about Jesus? And it just seems like it's idle tales. They just don't believe it. And it breaks your heart when they don't believe it, because you know what it means to you. And you know what salvation means to this whole world if they'll just trust in Jesus and come. But instead of that, they don't. They laugh about it. They reject it. They don't want it. They make some excuse, one or another, that, well, I don't quite understand this, or I don't believe that. It's faith in Jesus Christ that he died was buried and rose again. He is our Savior. Please know Him. Please trust in Him today. As idle tales, they believe not. Then Peter ran into the sepulcher, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Not Peter, not John, not any of the apostles believed that he was risen from the dead. Not a one. Can you imagine this event that took place? And just kind of, let's just back up to the beginning. It's daybreak. Not even the sun is just starting to come up. These women ahead of time had made plans. We don't find Peter or John or any of the disciples going to the grave early in the morning. We just found the women going. And they didn't go to find an empty tomb. They didn't go to find the risen Lord. They come to finish the preparation of the burial. And so they come early in the morning, and they find their way, and they arrive to the tomb. And all of a sudden, they witness this. The stone is rolled away. And they hear the report from these two angels. Why do you come seeking Him? He is risen. He is alive. They look inside, and they see the grave cloth laying there, just as if the body was there, but the body's gone. And they remembered. They remembered the words. What a joy for them. They came seeking the dead, and they found the living. And they come back because, you know, when you meet Jesus, the most important thing to you is to tell somebody, I know Jesus. Well, this word here wasn't I know Jesus. It was Jesus is alive. And they believed it. These women believed it. And there wasn't one. There were several. And they come amongst the apostles, and they shared it with them. What did you expect them to do? If you were there, what did you expect these apostles to do? If you were one of these ladies that come, and you come and you were excited, and you come and you went through the burst through the door, and you begin to share with them that we were to the grave, the stone was rolled away, and Jesus is alive. The angels told us. What response would you expect from the apostles? What would you expect from the disciples? Wouldn't you expect some rejoicing? Wouldn't you expect them to say, oh, now I remember the words. Why were we so sad? We knew this was going to happen. But we didn't have those words, did we? And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. And then we know by the other Gospels that Peter and John outrun Peter. John was a lot younger, and John outrun Peter, got to the tomb, and he stood outside, waited. Peter come, and he just come right on by because he wanted to see. He wanted to see. And when he got there, he found the same thing that the ladies found. But did he leave rejoicing? He left wondering. Oh, isn't that something? He left wondering. Thomas, he kind of gets a bad rap. You know, Thomas is the one that doubted. Unless I can thrust my hand into his side, unless I can see his nail-scarred hands, I won't believe. But we're told by the other Gospels that none of them believed that he was risen from the dead. Thomas made the mistake of not being with him. And he had to wait 8 days to get that report. But when Jesus came in their midst and they saw him, then they knew. that he was alive. Again, Thomas wandered around 8 days because he wasn't there. How many blessings do we miss when we're not here to come to hear the Word of God? How many blessings do we miss when we don't take time each day to lift God's Word up and study it and pore over it? What do we miss when we wake up in the morning, each morning, and say, I know my Lord is alive. He is risen. Big celebrations and lots of activities are going on, anywhere from the wonderful big Easter egg hunts to who knows what on this day. It's a big day. But this day is no different than every day. Because when I wake in the morning, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know it. So again, when you share the gospel with someone and they don't accept, if they want some sort of sign or some sort of evidence, it's happened before. Even to believers, they didn't believe in the risen Lord. Because we know Mary Magdalene, mother of James. Those ladies that went to that grave, they were born again. But they weren't going to seek and to see the tomb to be empty. They were to prepare the body for death, for burial. The disciples, when they came, even when the report come from many, they still did not remember the words that Jesus spoke. So when someone doesn't accept the Lord as we would like them to do, please don't go away wondering. Be sad, because we know that if they die before they accept Jesus, that they're going to wake up in hell. But just continue to pray for them and continue to rejoice yourself no matter what's going on. Jesus is alive. He has bought and paid for you and bought and paid for me, paid in full, paid with the greatest price that could be paid, his precious blood. And he died on the cross that you and I can live. But without the resurrection, there'd be no life. So today we come together to celebrate the resurrection, but please, with joy in your heart, smile on your face, you know Jesus is alive. If you believe, you know that. So rejoice today. He will give you the strength and the wisdom to walk each and every day. And don't let this world get you down. If you question and doubt, so did the apostles, so did the ladies. Just go to his word. Jesus didn't let them continue to remain doubting. He come right into their midst to show them he was alive. He was alive. What a glorious day. What a wonderful day. Jesus is alive. Let's close with prayer. Father, I hope there's not folks here that's still waiting for a sign or waiting for a certain feeling. Salvation's not a feeling. Salvation's not a sign. Salvation is something you did for us, dear Lord, and finished it 2,000 years ago. And all we have to do is believe. So please, today, dear Lord, move all those barriers away from the folks who are here that are lost and have them come and say, yes, I realize that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. Please, dear Lord, save me. And those words, dear Father, will not go. They're not vain words, not wasted words. They're most wonderful words that could ever be spoken out of our mouth. Because from that time on, we do have life and life eternal. Oh, dear Father, the alternative, the lake of fire, eternal judgment. Oh, please, dear Lord, that we share the gospel, that we do not become discouraged. We continue to praise and honor your name each and every day. We thank you for the words that you brought for us today, and please just touch our hearts with them. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.